Also people like Ismael Nunes, the artist who created the illustrations in this book, and his wife Aida and children who always lend us their home for any type of meeting. It was in their home that I met Mercedes the night we saw that triangular object, and from then on a domino effect was unleashed that brought great people to my life. Miguel Figueroa and his family have also joined this great family. Miguel's contribution was indispensable for the completion of this book. In sum, if it hadn't been for all the people I've mentioned, these writings would have never gotten to you. Besides, it wasn't my idea to write this book. It was something my friend Amarin asked of me. Nowadays I try to live as simple as possible, but every now and then reporters and television crews show up asking about my story. Also, some of the world's top UFO researchers have come to see me. One that stands out is Mr. Wendell C. Stevens, an ex-colonel of the United States Air Force. This was the gentleman who provided the means for the scientific analysis of my pictures. Wendell Stevens has participated in the most important cases in the world and is one of the most recognized researchers of the phenomenon. Puerto Rico has become the center of matters concerning UFOs. Even a former mayor of the town of Ojuntas, the Honorable Rigoberto Ramos Aquino, wrote a letter to the then President of the United States asking that the events relating to all this and that constantly take place in Puerto Rico be investigated. This former mayor, along with his wife and other friends, witnessed a UFO. Though other mayors have had similar experiences, Mr. Ramos has been the only one to make his sighting public without regards to what that may have done to his political career. His town demanded explanations, and he in turn was brave enough to address the federal government in the matter. Mr. Rigoberto, we applaud your brave gesture. Even our country's press is quite liberal when it comes to this subject. Mr. Julio Victor Ramirez, a reporter from the local newspaper El Vocero, has a column where he writes exclusively about the events that almost daily take place in Puerto Rico and around the world regarding UFOs. Mr. Ramirez is another warrior who also fights for the truth to be known without regards to the possible consequences this could have on his career as a reporter. He has received a great amount of pressure from many levels, but to no avail. He ignores it in his quest to inform the public. Bravo, Mr. Julio, keep up the good work. Mrs. Matilda lives happily with her husband and by themselves since their youngest son he got married. I see her often in our sevens meeting, as we've come to call them. Her husband is not completely comfortable with the whole situation, but he is tolerant. She spends her time growing orchids, and the money she gets from selling them she donates to charity. She is extremely happy. Oscar will be able to retire soon from the police force. He is then going to dedicate all of his time to his family and to a business he plans to open in his town. His daughter is engaged to a young man who doesn't believe in extraterrestrials. His wife has helped us a lot in our affairs. She is a very spiritual person. Maribel and Raul are expecting their first child. He'll be among us by the time this gets published. If it's a boy, they're thinking of naming him Amori. If it's a girl, Helena. They're extremely happy with this event in their lives. On a subconscious level, we're associating the act of sex with something negative and traumatic, but after everything surfaced and was cleared up, they have gotten their wish of being parents. It won't make a difference if it's a boy or a girl. They will both be wonderful role models for that child. Congratulations. Helena is learning how to drive a car, but she prefers her bicycle. She still frequently changes her appearance, but I'd know her anywhere. I see her practically every Tuesday after I finish my rehabilitation therapy. She visits me sometimes in the Tamarindo, and we spend hours talking about different subjects. I love her as if she were my sister and look out for her as such. I also see Mr. Tonner very frequently. I run into him in town a lot. He also sometimes stops by the Tamarindo for a hot dog with lots of onion. I never want to charge him, but he always insists. He's still single and says he'll stay that way. Every now and then he'll have a drink, and he still smokes those huge cigars. Amongst our group, we've come to know him as Thunder Voice Mr. Tono. I'm not deaf. Poor Neri Ida, she still hasn't been able to remember anything. Amarin says she simply doesn't want to remember. We've tried everything to try and help her remember. She's also the one who's least been able to attend out meetings. This due to the fact that her husband doesn't know anything. We tried convincing her to talk to him and even told her we would all go confront him with the reality that she's a part of. She strongly opposed as she was afraid of losing her husband's love and respect and didn't want to traumatize her son with her husband's reaction. According to Neri Ida, her husband would think it was all the work of Satan, and could even drive him to leave her. It would also just bring about general conflict with her family. Sometimes I personally think she has been able to remember what happened that night, but admitting it to herself would be disastrous. My friendly encounters with human from Car presently still take place. Imaran has become a great friend and so far he has not let me down. The way we had agreed to let me know he wanted to meet had to change because our house cannot take the vibrations anymore. The cement used in its construction is now all cracked. I believe I've fulfilled my duties by writing this. Keep in mind that we must carry on with our lives even if the future seems grim. I only ask that you prepare yourselves and your children. Learn all you can about first aid and store medicine with long shelf lives. Try to get as much information as possible regarding emergencies. Also stock up on canned goods. These will have an incalculable value. You can't eat money or jewelry. But most important of all, always stand behind our originator. A valley surrounded by mountains. There was an abundance of waterfalls and all kinds of vegetation and flowers of electrifying colors. The original manuscript for the first edition of this book was written in the 90s. The author will soon commence work on a second book that will tell of the events that have occurred since.